Okay, praise the Lord. Wonderful praise and worship. May the anointings pass through for everything. Let's all do a USP. So repeat after me. If you know of any sins, of course, confess them first. But if not, follow me in unaware sins prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
And those who know the KOG, please establish the kingdom of God silently, please. Praise my Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise. Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
I just see a glory fog rolling over each person. Just raise your hands up and receive that anointing from the Lord. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your impartation today. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us all how to rise above all challenges on a greater level, Lord God. We surrender ourselves to you tonight. Have your will and have your way in this service in Jesus' name. We worship you. We praise you. We adore you. We glorify you. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Just praise him. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Heavenly Father. I praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Holy Spirit. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I worship you. I worship you in spirit and in truth.
Praise you.
I worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I worship you. I worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Breaking every yoke of bondage, breaking every fear, every infirmity, every worry, all guilt and shame, breaking challenges of people feeling like they beat themselves up. Breaking challenges of pain emotionally and physically, breaking challenges of low self-esteem and unworthiness, breaking challenges of hopelessness, feeling frustrated or fear of the end times. Breaking challenges of feeling overwhelmed and pressured and desperate. Breaking challenges of fear of lack, fear of family members not making it. Breaking challenges of grief. oppression, breaking challenges of regrets of past mistakes, breaking every challenge that would attack our soul, our mind, our emotions. Breaking challenges of concern for ourselves and our loved ones. And Lord, as we see all these challenges, we put them all under our feet now. And thank you for reminding us who we are in Christ Jesus, that we rise above as we sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, far, far, far above all these challenges. We rise with you in the spirit of power and might. We rise with you, Lord God. Being renewed as with wings of eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not grow faint. That we run towards the mark of our high calling. That we have your mercy and grace to endure to the end. For you said you would never leave us or forsake us. You said you would be with us till the end. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, all of you should be sensing that heavy blanket of an anointing right now. That heaviness. That's the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We praise you. We glorify you. Thank you, Lord, for removing any anxiety, any concern or worry, and replacing it with your peace that passes all understanding. Thank you, Lord, for removing any sickness or infirmity, replacing it with your healing and your miraculous work, restoring, rejuvenating, replacing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for any fear that you've replaced it with complete, perfect love and trust that's already inside of us. Thank you, Lord, for any impatience that you replace it with perfected patience. That the blood of Jesus has washed away all sin. The blood of Jesus runs through our veins, purifying us, strengthening us. That the oil of the Holy Spirit, your anointing, flowing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. De-stressing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise you. Praise you. We worship you. in your mind, see yourself healed, healthy, whole, renewed, rejuvenated, in victory, with no lack or want of any good thing. Thank you, Lord, for your miracles. We receive them. Our healings, we receive them. Our provision, we receive them. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to do a quick review of Pastor James's series that he started last week. Okay, you should be able to see that. Hold on a minute. There you go. Okay. All right. So, okay. So he is starting this series called Rise Above All Challenges. And we're going to do just a very brief review and get to part two tonight, and which you're already experiencing as the Holy Spirit helped you to get rid of a lot of challenges that were weighing you down. And the anointing broke all those chains off of you so that you are ready at that place where you've risen above those specific challenges. And he wants to give you a copy of his notes, which will be posted on the ABC Church on demand .org. Because there are notes there that will help you from last Sunday of scriptures that were not on the outline. So let's start here. A, you were raised with Christ. One, you will rise above challenges because you were raised with Christ sitting at the right hand of God. And the blue ink are his extra notes that you could look at afterwards. This is just a quick review for someone who wasn't there last Sunday. Matthew 28, 18 to 19. Jesus came up and said to them, "All authority, all power, the absolute rule in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Help the people to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, remaining with you perpetually, regardless of circumstance, on every occasion to the end of the age." That means that through the whole entire end times, who's going to be with you? Jesus. Why are we going to be afraid? Because all demons, devils, and evil spirits know that they're afraid of Jesus, who took back the keys. He's redeemed us. And when demons, devils, and evil spirits see us, they should be seeing Jesus in us and should also run from us. So number two, what are the things on earth that you should not set your mind on? A, therefore put to death fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. B, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. And C, put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. D, do not lie, put off the old man. E, all sickness, all poverty, all pain, all death, all evil, all challenges. 3, what are the things that you should seek and set your mind on, which are above? A, put on the new man. So put on your robe of righteousness. B, be holy and beloved. Put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. C, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another. Even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Complaining is a sin. So we need to bear each other's faults by extending grace to him or her and praying for them to change instead of complaining that he or she has not changed. Speak the word of God over that person. Change his or her weakness into strength. Example, do not say, you always do stupid things. Instead, change it to something like this. In the name of Jesus, I declare over you that you have the mind of Christ and use God's wisdom in every situation because you are smart and can do all things through Christ Jesus, through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. What the devil meant for bad, God is turning around to become good for you in the name of Jesus because you receive what you say. So if you're always going to call that person stupid, guess what? They're going to continue to be. Even if you don't see them change, you keep confessing the good and the word of God over that person. They'll become what you confess. I declare over you that you have the mind of Christ and use God's wisdom in every situation. Pretty soon they're going to be doing it. Why? Because you're helping them by speaking God's word over them. Even if they're not present, you pray it over them in the name of Jesus. So-and-so has the mind of Christ and uses God's wisdom in every situation. Hallelujah. D, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond or glue of perfection. And he was reviewing what Pastor James was reviewing, what Apostle Joshua had been ministering on previously, which love, the glue of perfection. And God is going to use you, whom he called to do big things for his kingdom, Pastor James said. That's why he called you. Hebrews 10:14, Amplified Classic, for by a single offering, he has forever completely cleansed and perfected those who are consecrated and made holy. That's in the past tense. That means you've already received that because it was done for you by Jesus at the cross because he chose you and there by no means enter into that defilement. Defiled people cannot go into New Jerusalem. But those that are, their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will go into the New Jerusalem. Okay. So keeping in mind Apostle Joshua's great teachings as part of a foundation, we are going to build upon that to study an additional perspective to remind ourselves to operate in who we are in Christ Jesus so we can be the miracle workers who live and remain as our normal daily lifestyle. We should be using our godly authority and dominion to rule and reign in this life in the dunamis dynamite resurrection power operating through us as we prepare for the second coming of Jesus, our Messiah. So Pastor James wants to turn his prayer that he prayed over us into an affirmation that we could repeat now.
Okay, repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I pray that everyone in our church.
I pray that everyone in our church
will be fearless.
Will be fearless.
Going through the end times.
Going through the end times.
Since we are more than conquerors.
Are more than conquerors.
Through him who loved us.
Through him who loved us.
I pray also. We will live.
We will live
and remain.
And remain
in our names.
And our names
will stay written.
Will stay written.
In the Lamb's Book of Life.
In the Lamb's Book of Life.
And we shall enter.
And we shall enter.
Into the New Jerusalem.
Into the New Jerusalem.
As the Holy Spirit.
As the Holy Spirit.
Helps us to rise.
Helps us to rise.
Above all challenges.
Above all challenges.
To a greater degree.
To a greater degree.
Above all these things.
Above all these things.
We put on love.
We put on love.
Which is the glue.
Which is the glue.
And bond.
And bond.
Of perfection.
Of perfection.
God foreknew each of us.
God foreknew each of us.
And predestinated us.
And predestinated us.
To be conformed.
To be conformed.
To the image of his son.
To the image of his son.
In addition.
In addition.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We have been forever completely cleansed.
We have been forever completely cleansed.
Perfected.
Perfected.
Consecrated.
Consecrated.
And made holy.
And made holy.
Without blame.
Without blame.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
In love.
In love.
Making us chosen ones.
Making us chosen ones.
To live.
To live.
In the New Jerusalem.
In the New Jerusalem.
So if you agree with this prayer, please say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree with this prayer.
I agree with this prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, in addition, letter E, Colossians 3:15 says that let peace of God rule in your hearts and be thankful because the Lord is near and coming soon. So do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, definite requests with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And then God's peace shall be yours, assured of its salvation through Christ, fearing nothing from God, being content. Because that peace that transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and ruler. F, let the word of God dwell in you richly. G, whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. Give thanks to God the Father through him. H, things that are of good report. What is the result when your life is hidden with Christ in God? Number four, A. For you died and you were raised with Christ and you will appear with him in glory. If then you were raised with Christ and you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God, then as you appear with him in glory, it means Romans 8:13. For if you are living according to the impulses of the flesh, you are going to die. But if you are living by the power of the Holy Spirit, which is inside of you, you are habitually putting to death the sinful deeds of the body, and you will really live forever. This is a crucial scripture, Galatians 2:20. Say this with me. I have been crucified.
I have been crucified.
With Christ.
With Christ.
In him.
In him.
I have shared his crucifixion.
I have shared his crucifixion.
It is no longer I who live.
It's no longer I who live.
But Christ the Messiah.
But Christ the Messiah
lives in me.
Lives in me.
And the life I now live.
And the life I now live.
In the body.
In the body.
I live by faith.
I live by faith.
And by adherence to.
By adherence to.
And reliance on.
Reliance on.
And complete trust in.
Complete trust in.
The Son of God.
The Son of God.
Who loved me.
Who loved me.
And gave himself up for me.
And gave himself up for me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now letter B, knowing the exceeding greatness of God's power, you will rise above all challenges. Why? Because you'll know the exceeding greatness of his power, which tonight, when anyone receives the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that is the power of God on you. You can feel it. It's tangible. You could touch it. You could sense it. It's in you. And then the Holy Spirit comes upon us. So God has given you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The eyes of your understanding have been flooded, enlightened. And you know what the hope of his calling is, and so that you also know the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. And according to Ephesians 1:19-23, you know what is that exceeding greatness of his power toward you. Why? Which he worked in Christ Jesus and raised him from the dead, seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far, far, far above all principality and power. You are far, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. Say that. I am. Far, far above.
Far, far above.
All principality and power.
All principality and power.
And might and dominion.
And might and dominion.
And every name.
And every name.
That is named.
That is named.
Not only in this age.
In this age.
But also in that which.
Also in that which
is to come.
Is to come.
And he put all things under Jesus' feet.
He put all things under Jesus' feet.
And gave him to be head over all things.
Gave him the head over all things.
To the church.
To the church.
I am part of the body of Jesus Christ.
I am part of the body of Jesus Christ.
And everything is under my feet too.
And he's under my feet too.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now I want you to say, I sit. In the heavenly places.
In the heavenly places.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
I rise above.
I rise above.
All challenges.
All challenges.
Because I sit.
Because I sit.
In the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
In the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Okay, and then let's remember the illustration on the last page. We're going to go to it at the end instead of right now. Ephesians 2, 1 through 2, God made us alive because we were dead in our trespasses and sins. And we don't walk that way anymore. We don't walk according to the prince of the power of the air or the spirit who now work in the sons of disobedience. And we don't conduct ourselves in the way of the ungodly any longer. We will not be a part of those things that are ungodly in Jesus' name. For all that's in the world will not be a part of ABC Church. We will not have those things. The world is passing away, and with its lust, the shameful pursuits of ungodly longings. But I decree that we at ABC Church are the ones who will do the will of God and will carry out his purposes, and we will live forever. Let's say that. We at ABC Church are the ones who will do the will of God.
The will of God.
And carry out his purposes.
Carry out his purposes.
Therefore, we will live forever.
We will live forever.
Hallelujah. Okay. And Pastor James is going to lead us in this prayer he prayed over us on Sunday.
Okay, repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I pray 1 John.
I pray 1 John.
2:20.
2:20.
Over ABC Church.
Over ABC Church.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
But you. ABC Church members.
ABC Church members.
Have an anointing.
Should we say, but we?
Yeah, but we.
But we.
ABC Church members.
ABC Church members.
Have an anointing.
Have an anointing.
From the Holy One.
From the Holy One.
We have been set apart.
We have been set apart.
Especially gifted.
Especially gifted.
And prepared.
And prepared.
By the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
And all of us.
And all of us.
Know the truth.
Know the truth.
Because he teaches us.
Because he teaches us.
Illuminates our words, our minds.
Illuminates our minds.
And guards us from error.
And guards us from error. Amen. Okay, and then Ephesians 2, 4, but God, who is rich in his mercy because of his great love for which he loved us, it's new every morning. Even when we're dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ Jesus. By grace you have been saved. Hallelujah. Therefore, Hebrews 4, 16, let us with privilege approach the throne of grace, that is the throne of God's gracious favor, with confidence and without fear, so that we may receive mercy for our failures and find his amazing grace to help us in time of need, and an appropriate blessing coming just as at the right moment. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now that God's mercy and favor is being poured upon each one of you right now, over every failure, over every challenge, over anything that was causing you not to rise above. And I'm extending that mercy and asking the Holy Spirit for more grace right now to help us all in time of need. I thank you for that appropriate blessing come upon each one of us right now in this moment in Jesus' name. Ephesians 2, 6, that God has raised you and I up together as we sit in the heavenly places. So that way we are fighting the good fight of faith from a victorious perspective, not a perspective of defeat or doubt or fear. God's word will accomplish the desired results that we need. And nothing of the enemy shall by any means harm you in Jesus' name. Now say this with me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I use my authority.
I use my authority.
To speak God's word aloud.
To speak God's word aloud.
And it does heal me.
And it does heal
and rescue me from all destruction in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I thank you, Lord God, that the word of God that we have spoken out tonight, and every time that we pray and do affirmation goes out of our mouths, and it will not return void unto us. It will always do that which we've sent it to do, because the angels of God hearken, obey the voice of God to perform it quickly in Jesus' name. And the word of God endures forever. And this is now the word by which the gospel has been preached. And every word that we have spoken out over our situation, over our loved ones, those words are continuing to do what it needs to do. It will never cease to perform because it is out in the spirit realm in Jesus' name, because heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word that we have spoken out will never pass away in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for reminding us that as you, Jesus, are sitting on your throne, that we believers are seated together with you in heavenly places. We thank you, Lord God, that heaven and earth will pass away, but your words won't, which means that we will continue sitting on your throne in Jesus' name. Lord, every challenge that we see is so small, because as we are seated in that heavenly place on that throne with Jesus, and we look down at earth, things are so small compared to all the glorious things as we rule and reign with Jesus. We run our race. We receive that prize. We run in such a way that we may obtain it, not for a perishable crown, but every one of us has that imperishable crown. You are a part of the royal family of God. You use God's authority, dominion, and regal power. Let's say that. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I wear the crown of God.
I wear the crown of God.
Because I'm a part of the royal family of God.
Because I'm part of the royal family of God.
An imperishable crown.
Imperishable crown.
And every day.
And every day.
I use God's authority.
I use God's authority.
Dominion.
Dominion.
And regal power.
And regal power.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now let's pray this together. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I have been raised with Christ.
I've been raised with Christ.
And seek those things.
And seek those
which
things.
Which are above.
Which are above.
I will continue.
I will continue.
To set my mind.
Set my mind.
On things above.
Things above.
Not on things on the earth.
Not on things on the earth.
Because Jesus.
Because Jesus.
Put all things.
Put all things.
Under his feet.
Under his feet.
And all things.
All things.
Have also been put.
Have also been put.
Under my feet.
Under my feet.
My life.
My life.
Is hidden with Christ.
Hidden with Christ.
In God.
In God.
I sit together.
I sit together.
In the heavenly places.
In the heavenly places.
With Christ Jesus.
With Christ Jesus.
Far above all principality.
Far above all principality.
Power.
Power.
Might. And dominion.
And dominion.
And every name.
And every
that name. Is named.
That is named.
Not only in this age.
Not only in this
but
age.
But that in also.
But also.
In which is to come.
Which is to come.
Amen.
Amen.
I wanted you to repeat that so you can really get that in your spirit. And we're going to finish up with part two.
Okay, so we're going to take a look here. God's vision for you is vital. Proverbs 20:18, King James, where there's no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 20:18, Amplified, where there's no vision, no redemptive revelation of God. We're saying about redemptive revelation of God. I'll come back to that in a second. The people perish. But he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man, blessed, happy, fortunate, and enviable is he. Now, redemptive revelation of God. I want you to think about Gideon for a minute here. Who was Gideon? He was the lowest member of the family in the lowest part of the tribe. He was working the wine press. He was full of fear and trepidation. And God called him, what? A mighty warrior. It wasn't how Gideon saw himself. It's how God saw him. Okay? We have to see ourselves as God sees us. God does not see any losers in us. God sees us overcoming every single challenge. We're supposed to be like Christ. Was there any challenge that Christ did not overcome? No. Therefore, we must see ourselves completely victorious in Jesus' name. Okay? Habakkuk 2:2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes may be able to read it easily and quickly. as he hastens by. For the vision is for an appointed time, and it hastens to the end, fulfillment. It will not deceive nor disappoint. Though it tarry, wait earnestly for it, because it will surely come. It will not be behindhand on its appointed day. So listen to me. God has dropped in everybody's heart a vision that they're supposed to do. You need to write that vision down. It may change as you go. If you're building a building, you may start with a plan. You find out, okay, there's a problem with something, and you make a change in the building. That's okay. You're still writing the vision. You're working on it. The point is to get you working on it, setting toward a goal. Now, if you're driving from California to New York, you'll get out a map in the old days. Now, I use GPS, but bottom line is get out a map in the old days. You figure out a plan. If you get somewhere and the road is stopped for some reason, you got to figure another way around it, but you still press on towards your destination. Do you have an enemy? He's going to try to stop you from getting to your destination. The important thing is we don't quit. Why? Because we have a vision of getting there. We know God has something to do that. Now, if you had a physical challenge, you got to visualize yourself healed. Okay. Now, quickly, the next few weeks, the Olympics are coming up. Every athlete that goes to the Olympics sees himself on that podium. Now, only three make it, gold, silver, and bronze. But every athlete that starts out sees himself winning. We must see ourselves winning, but we have God with us. We will only get the gold. There will not be second place for us. Okay? If you've got a vision given to you by God, follow through on it. Now, what are the hindrances? Well, maybe there's financial challenges. Great. Visualize past those financial challenges. See the cash flows increasing weekly into your bank account. Visualize and then follow the method that God gives you to get that. You know, but you start with the vision. Vision is a plan that you can follow up on. What if it's healing? Okay. You pray your affirmations, prayers. If you have to do some therapy, do your therapy. But you see yourself in victory through that. Okay? Ephesians 2:10. We are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestines, planned beforehand. God has a plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11. Plan to prosper you, not to harm you. But he has a plan for you. Okay? For us, taking paths in which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. Okay. Part A. Spend some time with the Holy Spirit. What is the vision he has for you? Part two. What challenges are you looking at? Decide upon a plan to overcome those challenges and see victory overcoming those challenges. Part three. Press on toward the mark of your high calling. Is you got a deep predestined plan, you and God together cannot. I repeat this. You are on God's side. You cannot fail if you do what he tells you to do in Jesus' name.
Amen. So let's pray together. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I thank you for the godly vision.
Thank you for the godly vision.
That you have for me.
That you have for me.
That will make me more blessed.
That will make me more blessed.
Happy.
Happy.
Fortunate.
Fortunate.
And enviable.
And enviable.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
I thank you for helping me to write it down plainly.
Thank you for helping me to write it down plainly.
And it comes to pass easily and quickly.
Comes to pass easily and quickly.
For this appointed time.
For this appointed time.
It will not deceive or disappoint me.
Will not deceive or disappoint me.
And if it tarries.
And if it tarries.
I wait earnestly for it.
I wait earnestly for it.
Because it will surely come.
Because it will surely come.
It will not be behindhand.
It will not be behindhand.
It'll be on its appointed day.
Be on its appointed day.
I thank you, Lord God.
I thank you, Lord God.
That you have predestined.
You predestined.
That plan for me.
That plan for me.
Beforehand.
Beforehand.
And that you have made my paths.
You made my paths.
Prepared ahead of time.
Prepared ahead of time.
That I'm walking in that now.
I'm walking in now.
And Lord, lead me.
Lord, lead me.
And direct me.
And direct me.
Without detours.
Without detours.
That I'm completely.
And completely.
Perfectly.
Perfectly.
Aligned with you.
Aligned with
in
you.
In every area of my life.
In every area of my life.
So that I will live the good life.
So I'll live the good life.
You have prearranged.
You prearranged.
And made me ready to live.
Made me ready to live.
So that I could glorify you.
So I could glorify you.
And get ready for the second coming.
Get ready for the second coming.
Of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
Because I am the righteousness of God.
Because I am the righteousness of
God.
In
Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
And I have the power of God in me.
And the power of God
in me. And I take my authority and dominion.
Take my authority and dominion.
So that I.
That I.
Will be capable.
Will be capable
of bringing people into my ark of anointing.
Bring people into my ark of anointing.
To rescue them during these end times. And we're going to make it.
We're going to make it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Praise the Lord. It's time for communion. And tonight I think we have communion with Annie.
Susan.
And I think Susan, is that correct? Okay, so let's start with a USP.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, it says on the night you were betrayed, you've given thanks and you broke the bread and you said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And I thank you that you went through all the pain, all the suffering, so that we don't ever have to go through pain or sickness or suffering. And you bore all that and you nailed it to the cross and it was buried with you. We rose again in newness of life. We partake now of the broken body that was shed for us in Jesus' name.
Be green and receive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Annie. That was really good. Okay, Susan?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your word that says, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're so grateful to you. Thank you for taking the cup that was set before you so we could drink this cup. We're so thankful to you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for giving your life for us so that we can have life in you. Thank you for shedding your blood for us and washing away all of our sin with your precious holy blood. We love you, Lord. We thank you and praise you. And we do this in remembrance of you. And we believe and we receive your blood and the life that's in your blood as we partake. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Susan. That was lovely. Okay. Do you want to ask if you want us to do communion for next
week? Of course. Who wants to do communion next week? Don't be shy now.
Let's see. Oh, affirmations. Thanks, Annie, for reminding us. Let's do 20 affirmations first.
Sure, of course. Are we ready?
Yeah.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have 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 been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Okay.
Okay.
Great. All right. So who would like to help us with communion next week? Okay. How about Carol and Denise? Would you two like to do it for us, please?
Absolutely. Thank you. I've volunteered Denise as well.
Well, Denise, do you agree with that?
I agree.
Okay, that'll be great, girls.
Well, Carol do the body, Denise, you can do the blood.
Okay, great.
Sounds perfect. Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay. Did anyone get blessed with this part two of Rise Above Your Challenges?
Yes.
Rita, what part of it was a blessing to you?
Well, I think that I want to print up the notes. I was going to ask you, can I print it up and get a copy for myself after we're through?
You know, we are going to post this.
Okay.
So this is the whole first part he did on Sunday with his notes.
Yeah.
The extra notes will be on there from Sunday as well.
So where I printed up the sermon on last Sunday. So I want to get the second part too. So
you'll get the second part too.
Okay.
Just go to Wednesday night, May 1st.
Okay.
And then I think print it out.
The reminder of who we are in Christ, that he's in us. I need to hear that. I really need to hear that.
Amen.
You know, the devil's been telling all of us lies that you can't do this. You can't succeed. You're going to fail. He's telling us that he is stronger than we are, mm-hmm. and we have to see ourselves as stronger than he mm-hmm. is. You know, you look at anything you go into. You take a ballerina, for example. They may be a little girl, but they're seeing that prima ballerina, and that's their visualize themselves being someday. You know, a singer, they want to be as good as the best singer they can do out there. You know. If you're in the bodybuilding, you know, the first you start looking at the pictures of the guys who are successful, the ones that you want to work out to be like. If you're a doctor, you want to be like the best doctor you can see. You emulate people. That's part of what we do is see that. And we imagine ourselves being in that capacity and then better. You know that movie, what was the one, Jesus Revolution or something?
Right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
At the very end of that story, there's the... who's the famous guy now? That
man, Jeff. What it?
It was.
Greg Laurie.
Greg Laurie.
Yes.
Greg Laurie says to the first guy, he says, "I'll be as good as you." The guy says, "No, be better than me." And that's our goal, to be better than before. You know, our parents all want us to be better than them. Everyone, and you want your kids to be better than you. Mm-hmm. That's just the way God made it. Mm-hmm. We must see ourselves continually better than before. And I'm gonna say this again, repeat this a lot, because it's very important. Don't try to do 100% tomorrow. You do 1% a day. In 3 years, you're 300%. In 1 year, you're 300% better. You're three times better than what you are just doing 1% per day.
One step at a time.
That doesn't count compounding. Mm-hmm. That doesn't count the 65 days you take off, okay? That's just 1% per day improvements. All you have to do, and things will go exponentially better for everybody.
Yeah.
Now, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you on what your 1% is. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's so important. You just start improving, and you see yourself improving. You see everything lining up in your life, okay? Don't look at the whole big obstacle,
mm-hmm.
okay?
That's overwhelming.
Yes, it is.
Bible says step by step. Was it parsnip by parsnip? Step by step.
Step by step.
Yeah. Step by step. You do one step at a time. That's all it is, you know?
Yeah. You don't eat your whole dinner all at once. You take a bite at a time, right? So that's what we have to do. Just take as much as we can handle. Mm-hmm. Don't let the enemy overwhelm you, because mm-hmm. you are above the enemy. And you remind the enemy when that challenge comes and when those thoughts come to your mind You remind the enemy, I'm far, far above you. Ha ha. Get back under my feet where you belong in Jesus' name. Okay? That's your assignment this week. You speak to those negative thoughts and you tell them to get under your feet and that you are far, far above it in Jesus' name. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's step one. Can you do that this week?
Yes.
Let's see how many praise reports we have next week.
Now, another suggestion for you is get a journal and write it down. Today I defeated this challenge. Mm-hmm. Then I did this here. Because it's something about writing it down. Because, you know, once in your mind, it can get foggy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you write it down, mm-hmm. it's permanent. It's mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. It's victory upon victory mm-hmm. in Jesus' name.
Okay, so we're taking steps that every week we're going to rise above these challenges more and more and more. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So is this encouraging to anybody else?
Yes. Very much.
Amen.
All right. Well, let's close in prayer then. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you for these people that come today. We bless them right now that you help them with their vision, help them see them overcoming every single challenge in their life. And we thank you now that this happens completely, quickly in Jesus' name, but they still will do it one step at a time. Understand how you're leading and guiding them to go forward in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, and Susan, who's on for after service prayer tonight?
That would be
Annie and Frida. Mm-hmm. Okay, great team. Anybody want to stay on for prayer tonight? Let me close. We just close in prayer, so we'll stop the recording. Bye, everybody. Stay on if you want.